With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The man accused of killing a Minnesota lawmaker and her husband says Minnesota governor and former Kamala Harris running mate Tim Walz instructed him to kill two U.S. senators. Prosecutors say Vance Belter made the claim in a letter found in his car after last month's shootings. Belter was indicted Tuesday on federal murder charges in the deaths of State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark. Acting U.S. Attorney Joseph Thompson says the death penalty is on the table for Vance Belter.
Now, this indictment includes a notice of special findings. These special findings are the first step towards seeking the death penalty against defendant Vance Belter. The ultimate decision as to whether to seek the death penalty will not come for several months and will ultimately be decided by Attorney General Bondi with input from the Capital Case Unit in the Department of Justice, along with this office and the victims.
The only U.S. producer of rare earths is getting a boost.
MP Materials, the operator of the only rare earths mine in the United States, has signed a $500 million deal with Apple. The agreement aims to boost production of magnets used in iPhones, as well as other high-tech products like electric vehicles. The U.S. Defense Department announced a $400 million investment in MP Materials last week. China dominates the market for rare earth elements, which are vital for military and tech applications. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Department of Education opening a foreign funding investigation into the University of Michigan due to inaccurate and incomplete disclosures in review of foreign reports. The department's chief investigative counsel said recent reports reveal that UM's research labs remain vulnerable to sabotage, including what the Department of Justice described as agroterrorism. SRN News. Americans weigh in on politics and the pulpit.
The IRS announced this month that churches will no longer lose their tax-exempt status if the pastor endorses a political candidate by name from the pulpit. But even though that act is now permitted, it's not necessarily welcome. According to a poll from the Pew Research Center, large majorities of all religious groups oppose clergymen endorsing specific political candidates. That includes nearly two-thirds of white evangelical Protestants. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism rears its head in Greece. A kosher restaurant in Athens has been defaced by vandals who wrote, "No Zionist is safe here," on the building. Local authorities are investigating the incident at the eatery, which had only been open 6 weeks. Anti-Semitism has spiked all around the globe since terror group Hamas launched its devastating attack on Israel in October of 2023. Restaurants have been a favorite target of pro-Hamas protesters. This is SRN News. Republicans agree to remove an international aid program from the rescission package, lowering the amount of savings in the bill to $9 billion. Bob Agnew has more.
News came Tuesday afternoon that GOP senators, facing resistance from within their own party, had agreed to remove PEPFAR from the list of programs targeted in the bill. Appropriations Chair Susan Collins of Maine was the chief proponent of omitting PEPFAR from the bill's cuts. They're designed to reduce wasteful spending previously approved by Congress. PEPFAR has been credited with saving millions of lives since it was created under President George W. Bush. Bob Agnew reporting.
Households across California could lose their landline phone services. A new bill will allow AT&T to stop providing traditional landline phone service and maintenance on its old copper lines. Emergency responders and rural community groups warn that landlines are crucial for reliable communication during power outages and other emergencies. More details at srnnews.com.